The sounds of drums fill the streets of New Orleans on a day of reflection and celebration. All across the U.S., millions are taking part in Juneteenth.
It just feels amazing. Everything's just so fun. It's a good, positive, place.
It's now a federally recognized holiday, but it's been celebrated by many African-American families for generations.
A lot of people have worked a lot of years for this, and to have it come to light now is just, I never thought I'd be in this kind of history, you know, and I'm just elated to be part of the history for this.
It's a way to honor the end of an inhumane chapter in American history. Slavery.
When I went to my predominantly white school, I didn't learn about Juneteenth, but it was something that my family was so proud of, having my great-great-grandmother, having been a slave and having her free papers. And so it's just so important that we teach younger children, because if they don't, this is just a holiday.
Following the passage of President Abraham Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation on January 1st, 1863, enslaved people were set free across the nation. But for nearly 2.5 years, African Americans were held captive and forced to continue brutal labor in Texas, despite the new law. Then on June 19, 1865, Union Army General Gordon Granger and groups of soldiers arrived in the border city of Galveston, Texas, and enforced the freedom of enslaved people in Texas, the last state of the former Confederacy in which slavery was still allowed. Although this moment is now honored by the federal government, many African Americans say much work is still to come.
Once we get past those hurdles and we can, how can I say this politely, stop tap dancing over issues and actually get down to the nitty gritty, I believe that this world will be an outstanding place.
And now that Juneteenth is considered a federal holiday, all government offices are required to give employees the day off to commemorate the day. But in the private sector, employers don't always follow the federal government's lead when it comes to holidays. And many were not able to make the change on 2 days' notice. So far, nearly 460 U.S. companies are observing Juneteenth at this point, with many offering holiday pay or even a paid day off. Aaron?